Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey there, Stoic Superstars. It's your girl Brooklyn Wesson here, back with another dose of daily Stoic power to help you navigate this crazy world one step at a time. And today, we're diving into something crucial. Setting those healthy boundaries in your relationships. Because let's be real, sometimes our relationships can feel like the chaotic game of tag, everyone running around, bumping into each other, and nobody really knows where the finish line is. Ever felt overwhelmed trying to please everyone? Like you're constantly giving without getting enough back? Or maybe you find yourself saying yes when you really want to scream no. You know that feeling, right? That constant tug of war between wanting to be a good friend, partner, or family member and needing to protect your own well-being. That's where healthy boundaries come in. They're like invisible fences around our hearts and minds, helping us define what's acceptable and what's not. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this sounds super rigid or boring, trust me on this one. Setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out or becoming a cold-hearted robot. It's about taking ownership of your emotions, energy, and time. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a limited supply of batteries. Wouldn't you want to save them for things that truly matter and energize you? So, how do we build these bad boys? Here are 5 key takeaways to make sure your relationships thrive without sacrificing your sanity. 1. Know your limits. This is the foundation, folks. Take a good hard look at what drains you, what makes you uncomfortable, or what simply isn't serving you anymore. Maybe it's someone who always dumps their problems on you, a relationship that feels one-sided, or even commitments that steal your precious time. 2. Communicate clearly. You can't expect people to read your mind. Be direct and honest about your needs and expectations. Start with I statements, I feel overwhelmed when, or it's important for me to have. This way, you're not blaming anyone, just expressing yourself clearly. 3. Practice saying no. It's a muscle that needs flexing. Remember, saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you self-respectful. Start small, decline a request that isn't essential or push back on something that feels draining. 4. Don't feel obligated to explain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for your boundaries. A simple "I'm not able to do that right now" is usually enough. Over-explaining can make you feel pressured and diminish the power of your no. 5. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't one-time conversations, they are ongoing agreements. It takes time for people to adjust, so be patient but firm. Don't let guilt trips or pressure tactics sway you from what you know is best for you. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly feeling exhausted because she agrees to every social event and never says no to helping out friends. Even her own hobbies get pushed aside. She's like that friend who always has your back, but ends up burning out completely. Then Sarah decides to make a change. She starts setting boundaries, saying no to some events, delegating tasks, and prioritizing self-care. It's not easy at first, and she feels a little awkward, but gradually things shift. Her friends start respecting her time, and she rediscovers the joy of doing things for herself. She has more energy, less stress, and stronger relationships because everyone knows where they stand. See? Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or distant, it's about creating healthy, fulfilling relationships both with yourself and others. It's about taking charge of your life and ensuring that your well-being is a priority. Remember, you deserve to feel respected, valued, and protected in your relationships. So go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your world transform. And don't forget, if this hit home for you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. Leave us a review, join the conversation on social media, let's keep this Stoic power flowing together. Until tomorrow, stay strong, stay focused, and stay Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.